Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening. Welcome back, Business Voices of the People. Your guest host tonight, Bill Salas. I'm meeting up. And our host will be Chalupa Zuha Money. Strongheart, really good at Strongheart Warrior Society. Independent Dakota, Independent Charlie D. We'd like to open our show once again with a strong prayer and end with a song. And we discuss Native issues all across Turtle Island. We'd like for the listening audience to call in and engage in the show. And as I said, we will open the show tonight, as every night, and everything we do, we always start with a prayer, and then we'll end with a song. And if we would like for you to call in and share your views and share your knowledge and discuss issues going across all across Indian country here on Turtle Island. My brother is here tonight. I'll let him do the prayer tonight. I hosted the prayer last night. Snooper, are you there? Are you with us?
Yes, I am. I'm ready to All right. We're all clear to go, right?
Yeah, we're all clear. We're going to start with a song prayer.
Right.
And we have to give Misty blessings in our endeavor. And Misty McCall and all these join in with us. So go ahead and make the prayer, brother. Let's get started.
Aho. All right. Good evening to all the listening audience. This is our prayer in Lakota to everyone that's tuned in on the Indigenous Voices of People. Okay. Otkonkashlak hantka kishumanetu. Ompetu astele yak bikonwokatkanki tike. Oyunka ompetu kile chonwaste ogana donahunk kapna. Okaske tkanka techia umpi hene ishenwokia chimpi. Nahu kena okuji tipi techia kbabik hene ishenwokia chimpi. Ne chuha dona ho kena makashi na kyun ka na uchoni eki gina ka ke ne chu ka pe ki wa he ki ne cha o ki chimpi ista hena mini hi spa pe ko na ya pa ki ti na thati a to pa wa khat ka o ya te ki ne na ki to ha pe ki ne e cha ho chi cha pe khat kha ko ya te e kha ko ya te chi te sa pla o ya te na ha Sugamento ajattekin, nää aat ja siksi jäpi, lehän petu. Mä tuu ennäs ne ääsä alkeen, leet sunupa, duhaan mani meetsoa hiutakina. Taakku ok hansulogna, juonglaika miet sieske hoitsitsi. Ne tahan taakku, lena slojaa tsiipi, ennä wokio iäkite. He on woki, le kilapikin miet sieske hoitsitsi. Usion kiapi, jä. Mä vaan kanskaankin lena iotie kiapi, ennä isäkik suutsua. Apetu kile chunaste hochi chapi. Eni shawa katanka chik siapi. Na unchi makake nero kte akhpapi ko unchi isha chik siapi le apetu. Ko heta ha taku wongla kokte kile iye chetu. Kea hechu se hochi chapi. Oh, mitake. Well, to our listening audience as we begin tonight's show, we've asked a lot of certain interpretations about what goes on in Indian country and the chronicles in the life that we have on part of how white America, you know, oversees things when they practice and perfect colonial policies against people of color. Many times people talk about creations. They also talk about the fall of man. And they talk about certain things that, you know, the so-called Christ that these people worship tomorrow on Sunday is kind of like a promise of what comes on through the revival, you know, statistics of how captivity became, you know, a promise of worshiping. People do this in the name of Christianity. They bastardize it, which in lateral thinking and, you know, English terms, there is no such thing as that in a country that already has its own faith and belief. The Chinupawaka, we call it, the sacred pipe. That sacred pipe governs Turtle Island, and it always has and it always will be. So when a new breed of man entered our country, they brought a lot of devastation, a lot of insurrection and so forth, and they repeated that history. You just seen it the beginning of the year and the ending part of the year in 2020 and then welcoming 2021, where the white folks attacked, you know, the District of Columbia, better off the replica of Rome. And so that insurrection showed just how white folks are really demonic in their doctrines. And so that demonic behavior, they demonstrate it. That's why they create what? Military, Army, Air Force, Navy, and Marines, and sometimes the Coast Guard, National Guard, ROTC. They create all these things to neutralize human rights in the name of freedom and independence. And today we talk about these things because we want the people that are listening in to really take a look at what's happening in what we call white America, because there's no such thing as white America. But that's their philosophy and the name they entitle themselves to because they're privileged. They are the people that believe in white think, white philosophical standards, and white hatred. These are the things, like an intercession, that people, you know, constantly use humiliation to use as a way of controlling people's right to be free and independent. And so we try to get people on board. We try to get grandmothers from Navajo country, Blackfeet country, Lakota country. We try to get all you people to come in and tune into these radio shows because we've got promises of good, triumphal things that really, really expose how white America uses its colonial practice, you know, mankind. And those universal guilts are atonements to how white people are. See, those are the exoduses of chronicles that they create for themselves through acts and pacts and legislative measures. See, that's how Rome did it back in the days when, you know, we weren't even thought of, we weren't even here. We were in our own country, but our ancestors were governed for the island according to how the rituals and the Earth Mother governed, you know, the four-legged and the two-legged here in this country of ours. Until the white man got here in 1492, destroyed everything, incarcerated everything, and made everybody start playing, you know, paying for everything in the name of God and religion. Don't forget what Pope Nicholas V had done to enslave people from all them little islands outside the waters until they arrived here in 1492. And so you can see that these principles that they have created a separation from the world we know as a free people, okay? And as, you know, when you look at certain groups of people, and I'm only going to refer this to Louis Farrakhan's group of military, the FOA or FOI, they call it the Fruits of Islam, okay? See, indigenous people here on Turtle Island had their own. They had their own people. They had their own warrior societies. They had their own value of kinship connected to the Earth Mother and the Great Mystery. And a lot of these provisional principles that America has always implemented in the name of freedom, Constitution and otherwise, you will see they bastardize the independent structure of what is really free. And those decisions are very doubtful in the things of making. See, Christians have always been a fruitless people, and I'm going to call it that just for this time being. Christians have been a fruitless people because they have never, ever endured anything sweet from the earth naturally. Christianity was formed in the 3rd century A.D. after the death of Christ, and it was Bartholomew, one of Jesus' so-called disciples that created that in the name of Episcopalian ministries, Episcopal. So when you look at these whole you know, as they once said in the white man's terminology, brevity is of man's dying days. Brevity, okay? That's how they do things. And they use these terms to neutralize everyone's brain to think freely and independent. So we as Lakota people and indigenous people in Turtle Island, we have a saying. Okay? And that's true. Being who we are in our own physical form as Lakota people and people of color, the Red Nation, the Black Nation, the Yellow Nation, we are governed by our Earth Mother and the Great Mystery above, which we don't know. We don't even know what he looks like, but we know what our Earth Mother looks like. She's alive and well. And the same as the Great Mystery above us, he's alive and well. So the questions that we always ask and the questions of these, you know, like I said, the decisions are very doubtful things in the eyes of the white man. That's why they're a fruitless people. See, they're always stealing. They're thieves in the name of, you know, the Holy Roman, you know, the Holy Roman Catholic version of religion and way of life. So as we push on to express more of the interpretation of what we want as a free people, let's just I'm going to do it this way. Mitakiepi taku leno oyate chimpiki woas ake tokel hetsunse eapon. Excuse me for coughing. I've been working all day, giving out food and gathering stuff for our people. Breath is minimal. Getting old, too. I'm 63. So, inspiring what I said in the Lakota language. Okay? They taught us these things as a value. Hohetaha woyuk chankilet hokata kiatahakulena oyashkank tehata. Wables the tokel uchina kaka lena woyuk chanki hena yohake. Hena etch anapta nazi. That's the way it used to be because you had to listen to the elders, which was your professors of wisdom. In, you know, white man's terminology of English, of using them to describe them. Our language was never written. So I give it kind of like what they call in the white Senate, an omnibus, or which they call an omnibus, okay, to describe, you know, the English language. And it's, the English language is a very heinous language, okay? Makes you mad, makes you hate people, and all you want to do is kill in the name of English. And that's the pronunciation of how white, you know, think works, white supremacy, white endeavors. And, you know, white racism, that all works that way. And they always use the scriptures of the Bible to determine and to justify their righteousness, okay? That's their instructions, I guess. I don't know. That's them. They mean. So in Lakota, as I've said, which is true, it is very hard to maintain your traditional balance of who we are as a free people. Ash. We chose ani. Woke na we choni hena ni chupi. Na taku hena ya think te ki hena isya ichak yapi. Toho heta ha iya chuna ha wata. Meaning that they grew all these things from the earth herself. As the Great Mystery poured water down and fruits come from them. In a similar to an understanding of what Mr. Farrakhan, Louis Farrakhan had for his people, his disciples, and the people that follow him, the FOIs, you know, the Fruits of Islam. So I use this terminology tonight because when you look at the incarceration rate of civilized and modern man, you will see that they constantly want to deprive the human being from connecting to the freedoms that he's born with. Am I making any type of leeway of sense, of clarity? Yes. That model of life has always been ingrained in us from our own teachings of our Earth Mother and our mother that gave us this life. When she carried us for 9 months, like the sacred sweat knot, we go in there for one door, but because everybody in America you know, they interpret that fashion. They bastardized it, and now they opened the door four times. Nah, that's not true. It's only one door. The way I was taught from my Grandpa Roy. Chante Ojiti Kawichasa, my grandfather. That was his name. So the priorities that we look at, that brevity of man's dying, you know, consequences, we're forgetting that we ain't supposed to incarcerate people. Okay? That's the nature of the white race, to dehumanize populations and control people. The invisible consciousness of what we can't see. And that's why I call it invisible. We're not wise as we're supposed to be, like our ancestors was. And I remember a few months back when I was in Lincoln, Nebraska, standing up for the rights of humanity. If all these great war leaders ever showed up amongst the Indian race, my people would either shit in their pants or they'd fall over and die. Because these were great heroes and great leaders that stood up to the might of the white man's military. So we can coexist in this world today in 2021 without the need of incarceration. Today, a proverb that you see right now, the white race broke every one of his proverbs. And one of the ones that he kept, he loves to kill. He's killing everybody. Look at it, folks. He's killing babies. He's killing children. He's killing women. And he's killing men. There's something wrong there. Until you people start looking at what's happening here, then you can start griping about incarceration and all these things that are really detrimental to the well-being of the human race. My God, man, this man is uneasy. You know, he's an unrested man of denial of evil. That man can lie. And you see the coverages of almost every TV station that comes on. This man's killing somebody. He's doing something wrong. God, man. Sometimes people would take this understanding very, you know, personal. And they would say certain things like, hey, I thought you were my brother. I thought you were the relative. I thought you believed in this. Well, first of all, the only way I can believe in something is if I was taught it from the basic, you know, understandings of the principalities of my ancestors. That's how I learned to speak Lakota. And that was the first education that was taught in our teepee in resurrection vice phases. Vice phases means in your home. Teepee teaches you. Those were the high priorities that work for our people. But today, there is no greatness of our people because we're all weak. We're weak because of the white man's so-called revelation, taking power, using that false face of justification and giving you a different hope on those, you know, high persistencies of what they value. You're all being lied to. And this is how, you know, white, you know, philosophical white standards, white think works. Don't forget, they put people in jail, they killed them, they've done it all, and they're still doing it in the name of Christianity and those good books they call the Holy Bible, the New Testament, and so forth. It just goes on and on and on. So tonight, when we look at all these measures and we talk about them, we want to see how many people can engage in these understandings. In other words, in Lakota, okay? We talk on kile na we choy kile on kitrops ni hena echa kaums pe on kya. Kamila has ka trawans pe ki lila shiche mita kepi. Ta komuni taku ya chimpina o ashka hechins enati pe ki tehanta. Chante ogna hechins e atu. Echa no ki ta komuni taku ka yehuni na kakpi yankte. Hena echa e honi o ate on kitrops wans pe kile o kupi. As wana hu hena ekdiza. Dak shi chalina wana oyate mithaki ichupi lila. Mila haska ichetya. Dak shi chahena ichupi. Ata taku kashina anakishkam. Chanakishkam hata. Dagani washte hinapri okishni. Abelizabeth. Hetchens erratic lena. Tokata kiataki ichuk teki he wolak hot the Hetchens in Makankata, Kushan Nazipi. No kola kitchi nahaksi, a chupi, tokala ki henanupi. Hena nahaksi, o kola kitchiki, o glala erratic nahaksi yapi. Let's it ya. Nahasaila erratic, hunke henanisha. A matu hunke henanisha nahaksi, o kola kitchi. You happy now, Machpia, poor attic. Hena is your cola kitchen after you happy. Champet to the lessons a taco at Heki Le Mila Huska, Tawanspeki. Hena no pin Tokataki, Ixpewan, a wobble as a woyuk, a woyuk jumped to Hena Yaki. As itchu Hantoski Lena Yachimpik, the Kinetra Hessens, a Chanteogna, Tima Walaki. Nataku Hessens, a airto, and a Walaki hunter. Yehunkte, Tokata, ke Oyashkankte. Kya Hetchens in Petukile, Hochi Chapi. What I said in that part of the language is what you people need to really look at the so called tabernacles in your value of life. I'm only using those terms to describe it because it's hard for you guys to understand our native tongue. But when you wipe your tears, when they fall from your eye because you're in sorrow, pain, you crying because you love somebody or that somebody passed away. Those tears come out for a reason, okay? And it's to cleanse your body and then replenish it at the same time. And our people don't do that because they got away from their oral tradition, which is the value of life through language in our own way of being connected to the Earth Mother, as I said in English, breaking those concepts down. That's why I call it a tabernacle. The tabernacle is your Earth Mother. The same way a tabernacle is your great mystery above you, see? And you're in between them. Like a sandwich. You got a bread on the bottom and a bread on the top, and you're the meat in the middle. That's why the great mystery takes a bite out of us every now and again, same with Mother Earth. But they're nourishing us to get back into balance of life with that happiness of love. And you hear a lot of people through the revelations that they talk about. Well, I'm a Tokala, I'm a warrior, I'm this, I'm that. They're all over the internet, okay? I'm helping our elders. We take care of our kids. These are our positive values that we serve. No, you're lying. And the reason why I say you're lying, every iniquity that is created by civilized and modern man creates a separation. And I mean iniquities, folks. Those are hard terms to understand in white vocabulary and white English. But at the same time, those sins are still here because the white man has never surrendered to them. The white race has never surrendered to his sin. Man, God, come on, folks. You dye your hair blonde. You dye your hair purple. You dye it red. You dye it any color because you want to fit into the white race. That man doesn't want you amongst them. And that goes for you women that constantly put lipstick and eyeshadow and eyeliner on your face. What are you ashamed of your beauty for? And you women know who you are. And if that offends you, so be it. I'm speaking the truth because I'm sick and tired of what beholds a virgin. Our children can never, ever hang on to that purity that we constantly keep giving in to him by destroying our soul and our body. Man, I really wanted to get into heavy stuff like that sometimes because I'm living in it. And I do not see you men out there. Don't claim to be warrior society serving your people like the Strongheart Warrior Society does. We dog soldiers do that here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation and elsewhere. I just talked to the Tokalas to help me. Tomorrow we got to go after a bunch of goods for our people. I have to ask my little brother Jibril and Amin to see if they can help us get gas to get where we need to go to Broadus, Montana, to bring these goods back. You see, that's real brotherhood. That's the independent structures of what freedoms do for people when you love each other and you believe in each other as brothers. Not like the white man, hey, how you doing, friend? That's what he called you. A white man calls you a friend. Well, I'm sorry. I'm not a friend. I choose brother over a friend because the brother is associated with the great mother, which we walk upon, and the great sky above us, which is the great mystery. And if you guys don't like them, Find your own circle to fit in, or make your own circle. That's what I'm saying to you tonight, because everything is being destroyed because the white man does not want you to wake up and see the purity of what your heart and mind can do for oneself. And if all our people can pull those means of measures together, believe me, the freedoms that we talk about are independent. And so as we come into the bottom of the top of the hour of 5 o'clock, I want to, you know, turn it over to my little brother Jibril and Amin or many others that are tuned in to kind of, you know, articulate a question to it or even elaborate something that will give us, you know, the interpretation of how your heart and mind feel about what I just explained, both in the Lakota language and the white man's so-called tongue. Back to you all, listening audience, and to Jibril.
Well, thank you, my brother. You really touched my heart with some strong values of strong teachings of the Lakota values, which I honor and I hold dear, you know, the sacred honors, because these are things which we had long ago, and our foreparents gave us these understandings through action. When you come to the home, they always welcome you. If you had some other warriors or brothers with you or guests come, they will open their hearts, open their home, whether it be teepee, house, or whatever the dwelling may be. Grandmothers will always bring you in, feed you, and give you the warmest welcome and whatever grandma you would come upon. And always to give you this type of understanding. But nowadays, I talk to a lot of people out here, they don't have this brotherly love in which you talked about. They don't have this understanding, you know, because this Eurocentric bipolar behavior, this indoctrination is separated to people to, like you stated, hello, friend. Not like our thing, you know, hello, my relative. We greet each other as relatives, as brothers. And this universal social circle is so broken. Like, you know, the people don't understand that when they take their last breath and their heart beats no more, then none of this will matter anymore. The problems you have this life and all the things here, your pain, your sadness, all these different emotions, will have no more meaning. Because what you've gained outside yourself, that value will mean nothing to you. And what you have really gained within will mean everything. As you know now, and then when you depart, you take your place in the spirit world, and the future of the Lakota ancestors was not about obtaining riches and power. It was to prepare ourselves in this short life to enter the next world with the honor. Kind of the great mystery that we took care of our people, we honored the people, we honored Mother Earth, we honored the animals, we honored our young. And the truest reward that you could give yourself is to achieve that close relationship with Wahantanka, the great mystery. Within yourself, this you truly take your place when you pass, you know, for closer you become to that divine source, the better your spirit, the more wholesome your experience will be, not only in the spirit world, but in this world. You walk with honor, respect, upright, righteous. Brothers greet you as a brother. You know, when the people see you, they honor you. It's like, I see you, how you move. You know? When you go and take care of elders, look out for the children, and do that. When the people see you, they honor you. And the wicked people, when they see you, fear you, right? Because they fear the truth. They fear that which is important value that our ancestors were, not what you could take from this world, but how you could get close to your Wahantanka, be close to Mother Earth. And the best thing you can leave for your kids in this world is that loving relationship with Wahantanka and Uncle Mufa. And the best gift to leave them is not money and physical possessions, with honor, wisdom, and these things on which you spoke of, you know, and I honor you, brother, for this type of teachings. And not only do you talk it, but you live it. You are that experience. and those people who get a chance to experience you, all the love, glory be to our Creator, glory be to you, who gave you this path through the teachings of Jean Paul Roy, Grandma Cecilia, Auntie Yvonne, and many other aunties and elders and grandmas. He instilled this in you and you held on to this path. Sure, you went out into the white world, you went to school, you heard some of this education, indoctrination, which you call vegetational education. You had these things, but yet you kept everything in the right perspective. And you walk amongst people with honor. And that, I have a great love and respect for you as my older brother. You know, and whatever we could do to continue to learn from you as our brother and aid you and walk with you and it's honored to spread you, you know, throughout Turtle Island, you know. You put others before yourself. You know, this is a great thing which is talked about in the real realm of the sense of what the Creator created for us. And when you talked about the sweat lodge, you know, when you came from the mother's womb, you only came from one door. You didn't come out the front end of that. You didn't come out the side. You came out of the front door. And the sweat lodge is a purification, and it's like a replication of you being born. And you coming forth, you know, from your mom. You know, the sweat lodge is a little small door. Close to the earth. You sit in there and you pray in the room and you wet. It's like you wet inside that room. It's a reminder of who you are, where you came from, and where you're going. One day we'll go back inside of Auntie Macaw. She either going to accept us or reject us. Some people that go inside of Auntie Macaw and they get punished. I've heard it with my own ears. Right there in the Black Hills, not far from Bear Butte. I was following behind your van. We went up the hill, and I could hear screams. I could hear cries. I could hear moans. My spirit shook. I got chilled. I got sweaty. So my wife, you hear this? She was in the car. I'm like, what's that? And I asked him, do y'all hear it? You hear it? Do you hear screams? Do you hear cries? He said, no, we don't hear anything. And I heard you. We made a turn to go back towards that 15-year-old soldier. There was a cemetery right there. People were being punished in there inside of Mother Earth. Just for a short glimpse, I got a short glimpse of what's going on there. Because evidently, they walked the wrong path of life. And this is very, very deep in the spiritual. A lot of people play with spirituality. One day they will come to the reality when they come because we are earth and water. And as you stated before, we don't walk the right path, we don't do the right thing, we don't honor our Creator, we don't respect Auntie Macaw, we don't respect the inhabitants, the animal kingdom, the animal nation. They are also nations of the people, the four-legged nations of the dogs, the cat, the lions, the bears, the winged creatures of the eagles, the duck. There's so many different types, but they're all the winged creatures, all the birds, all the animals, the mammals. And they all have a language. They all communicate with each other. They all have families. They have clans. They have structure, independent structure. And this is what we have lost by not following the path of the great Creator and the path of Mother Earth. So I honor you in that your code of wisdom, Rakshasit. Thank you for that. And I would like for the people to call in and join in this conversation. What we fight every day to reassert our independence and our self-determination is to walk within our own spirituality that's given to us by our forefathers. We fought against this oppression. We fought against this heinous behavior that is brought to our country, brought to Turtle Island. all across Turtle Island, we were just today listening to so many different indigenous nations. And the main thing that they talked about at the UN today, all the indigenous nations who spoke, was independence and self-determination. And it was so beautiful to listen to all these different nations speak about independence and self-determination. Because it's so important to be free, not to be incarcerated in your mind, in your body, in your spirit. The Creator wanted you to be free, free thinking, free spiritual, and embrace one another. Why did He make us different nations, different tribes, different clans, so we can learn and share with one another? It'd be pretty boring if we all looked exactly alike. If all the flowers were the same and they all bloomed at the same time, it'd be pretty boring. You know diversity for that understanding, brother, and I honor you for that. And listening audience, if you would like to join this conversation, because it is so beautiful, we would like for you to join in and share with us. Call us at 657-383-1630. 657-383-1630. And we welcome you to join in and call in, say, who you are, what your name is, where you call it from, what nation or what people you're representing. And share the knowledge, share the love, share what's in your heart. The heart is the seat of the spirit. If the heart is pure, the rest of it is pure. But if the heart is corrupt, the rest of it is pure. Because the heart is the control. Not the mind. The heart controls the mind. If the heart is poison, the mind is poison. Look at how these people, how can you kill a kid? Innocent kid, haven't even reached puberty yet. He can't even answer for his own self. But your job, your security personnel for a corporation is so important. Are you so out of control that you just gun a kid down? You gun down anybody, a kid, an adult, a woman, a child. We see this constantly. Because the people's soul is dead. They're spiritually dead. My big brother Chanuka says spiritually lazy, but I like to say spiritually dead. Because you have no feeling for your brother human being. You run a little animal over, a little squirrel crossing the street, going to his grandmother, and you run him over and start laughing. Ah, I got him. This is just madness. If we indigenous people, we know a better way. And the Creator has given us the best example and the best way. None of you truly believe in Rahman Tata, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ibuda, the great Creator. None of you truly believe this. You don't believe in Mother Earth. You don't believe in the family of creation. Okay, you want for your brother what you want for yourself. Not just the brother that came from the same womb that you came from, because a lot of us didn't come from the same womb, but yet we are brothers in a spirit way, because we are all connected. We are all one nation of human beings. Human. You got many types of birds, but they're all birds. You got many types of four-legged, but they're all animals. You got many types of different colors and nations of humans, but they're all humans. Many different types of a spirit being, but they're all those spirit beings. So wake up, folks, to the real reality. That's what I thought it was stating. You put it so beautiful. Freedom and independence. Take a deep breath of air. That's free. That's independent. Nobody charged you for that. Not yet. You know what I mean? Not yet. Rain falls from the clouds. Wakataka gave it for free.
Not
you
yet.
All examples of freedom and independence. Not yet. So I turn it back over.
Not
to
yet.
The oh, strong like brother Cleo. Mujahi.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, brother. Glad you could call in. Listen in. So I'll turn it back over to you, Tanuka, and listening audience. We got a few brothers here, mostly just our brothers. We got Brother Cleo here, and Brother Colin Wondering Boys here, Ali, and myself and Tanuka, maybe other listeners who didn't call in. So we welcome everyone. Everyone is welcome. This is Indigenous Voices of People. Number 657-383-1630. And I turn it back over to you. If any of the brothers call it would like to share anything, just speak up and come on in.
Yeah, I'd like to hear those brothers engage on something. They got some. Come on, huh, guys, come on.
London Bull, you there? 734-0196. You know, the song you get much younger is. Cleo, how you doing tonight?
I'm all right, man.
All right, welcome to the show, brother. That's little brother Cleo, you know.
Hi, Cleo, how you doing, man? I thought maybe you were going to engage in something. I thought maybe you were going to talk about something instead of laughing around. See, you know, we want to hear something that you might feel in your heart that you want to talk about to contribute to the audience this instead of laughing around and playing this game. You got to be serious sometimes. And if you
I'm
don't
serious.
Be serious,
stay home. I was listening to
stay
the conversation.
Home stay
all.
Home and just suck on your pacifier and just lay there with a mask on like everyone else and watch TV. And that's my point, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't got my mask on.
Brother Amin wants to say a few things.
Yeah, go right ahead. I mean, step in.
Hello, people. Listen, Lord, my name is Amin. I'm the church in front of the King Solomon Network. As I was saying, this is your radio station. And it would be very beneficial for all of us to engage and let see what's on your mind. Because we don't know what's on your mind. You let us know what's on your mind. Our mission is to try to tell you about self-determination, self-determination and independence. We can't do that for you. You got to do it for yourself. We can only show you and help you and show you the way. But the ultimate goal is for you to do it. So, come on, people. This is your radio station. This is your radio show. Engage. Let us know what's on your mind. Talking is good, but action is much better.
Be from the show me state.
Alaikum, brother Amin.
Yes.
Can you? Oh, you can hear us now. Yeah, I have brother Stronghorse here. We on the show. We had just came out from our meeting. I didn't know if y'all was able to make it on, but we here on this Indigenous Voices, and we, you know, listening in. The problem is that I'm hearing, but I'm not making out what y'all saying, so I don't know if you can hear me clearly, but we can't hear y'all that clear. I was on last night, as a matter of fact, and my phone started acting up then. So we can, you know, we can hear you, but barely.
Okay. Yeah, we can hear you sound. Okay.
Yeah, we got good sound over here. We hear you guys clearly. I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay, good.
So look and see. Good.
We did come on with the song.
Yeah, we came into the meeting that you guys had, and it was very informative.
Yeah.
And
okay.
In my field with the herbal supplements, I think maybe that was some of those products may even be beneficial for some of the elders who have terminal issues.
Okay.
So you was able to make it on
to the Zoom.
Yeah, yeah. We came on the Zoom and we
oh,
were
able
okay. to see you guys and some of those products okay. that the young lady talked about may be beneficial for some of the terminal clients. So we're gonna get
yes.
in touch with you concerning that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank
I would like to offer out to the and, you know, on Indigenous radio as well, because like y'all been mentioning all the time, along with our independence, we need to establish our health as well. And if this product can contribute to that, rather, then I think it's worthwhile investigating, because you got to be healthy in order to execute our mission. So, I mean, I've been on for a while now, and I've been hearing you guys, Brother Chalupa, you know, yourself, and Amin, as well as the other people, and I think it's very important to basically keep in perspective that health is a virtue for us to be able to get our message across. So I just wanted to share that. The message is, like you said, to become independent spiritually and ground ourselves in our independence and move forward with that agenda. But we have to start opening up to one another and recognizing each other for who we truly are, opposed to who, you know, the white man say that we were. I think that's important to move forward as well. So I just wanted to share that, if y'all can hear me clearly, and chime in on that.
Yeah, we
thank you
for that understanding, brother.
To spread your talk, and that's a good talk that you're doing, brother. You know, alhamdulillah, you know, and you should get on the show more and tell more people that comes on to the show about it, and your thoughts and your things that you just talked about.
Absolutely. And I definitely would, you know, execute that. I'm trying now. That's why I have a strong horse with me online. We're here to support the show in every way that we possibly can. I see it as a good investment, as well as an opportunity to spread this message. And the more people that you engage, the more people that's going to get the message out. And I'm for all that. Whatever it takes to uplift our people on the res, as well as the ones that's stuck in the ghetto. So.
Yeah, and to spread your word and to spread your knowledge to the people.
Right.
All right. Well, we thank you, brothers, for joining in and engaging, because this is what we want. Brothers to engage in this conversation. We thank Sister Leona Brando for ingratiating us with this opportunity to have this show where we, as Native Indigenous people, can have a voice and be able to share different understandings with each other. One thing I want to bring up, Chinooka, is I have a question that hopefully you can expound on, and that is us bringing together the means to keep the flow of what we need for our elders. Because we have a lot of donations come in different areas, out here, over there, different places. So I think we need to better organize ourselves and tend to the needs of the elderly.
Okay.
Because, you know, the elderly, the elders of us in our youth, and we have to turn it around as the younger men, and when they reach this abject stage where they're weak again, great mystery made us where we start weak, we become strong, and then we go back to weakness. And if we can push this in such a way that our young people can grasp it and understand that they too have to take up this reign to take care of the elders. It's so important, because they're killing our elders with all this, so many different things, medications, they go to nursing homes, they get ill-treated, they die of malnutrition and dehydration, simple things, which the families should provide for them. And we want to bring back our tradition of taking care of those elders and seeing that our elders are well provided for and taken care of. As a dog soldier leader, you have led the charge on this for many years. I think there's more need. Can you expound on that?
You know, as my little brother Jabril was expressing to you, brothers, let me really get into a serious, serious momentum of what, you know, troubles Indian people in Indian country, okay? Over the years, in the course of history, in a modern point of view, okay, the atonement that became a guilt towards people's behavior has been forced upon them by the white, you know, supremacy and the white man in particular. Many years ago, you know, back in time immemorial, we weren't here as we're talking today and tonight. We weren't here. But if you can imagine what our ancestors were living with, everything was free and independent, okay? There was no restrictions. There was no yes and no to anything. Everything in life had a value. The trees had a name. The grass had a name. The bugs had names. The weeds had names. The plants, all of them had a name, okay? And the great mystery gave us this understanding. You see, many years ago, I engaged with some people that came from different countries like Denmark, and, you know, there were Danish people and some from Yugoslavia, from the Soviet Union. And they were asking a lot of the indigenous people what was their main cause of the problem that they faced in Indian country, okay? And lo and behold, the sad thing was, a lot of the brothers and sisters, you know, during the time when these people came across the water to express more of their open gratitude, they were looking at ways to try to interpret what was, you know, the basic virtue that people could use to implement a different change. Okay? Here's a good example. And hear me on this, brother. There is a reason and a name for everything that's living, okay? And like I said, everything that's living has life, and there's a value to it. But that value is not interpreted with love or life. And the reality part of all that is everybody wants honor. Well, how can you have honor if you don't live it? You see, that's the problem with what goes on in Indian country. And it's the same with the black people in my country and the same with my yellow people in my country. You see, that's the main thing that hurts people, not knowing what's really valued to us. Life is valued. So that interpretation of what I'm telling people from a modern point of view, you look, what I just said there, there is a reason and a name for each and every living thing that has a value in life and love. That's our honorable way of living, okay? The white man created a so-called tabloid through the Ten Commandments in their so-called book, their book of salvation, whatever they want to call it, the Holy Bible and all that crap, okay? But every one of those values in that Ten Commandments, okay, the white man broke them every day. Even clear to this day in the year 2021, all right? They keep breaking them. And so we're talking about today's date. Okay, we're talking about what? April 24th, Saturday 2021. So the white man has always been a liar. He's a murderer. He's a thief. And he forces his way of life upon people that had theirs forcibly removed. And you know this is true, see? But rather than taking the energy and the life of your tabloid in the ability to think free and independent, you all don't blame him. You blame yourselves, you fight each other, you do it. We Indian people are doing just that because we're using this language. This English language is very heinous. It's no good. So this is why division is a prominent virtue in the eyes of the white man. And a white man will talk you to death, folks. He will. That's the nature of him. He's the most evilest two-legged being. He's got military. He's got FBI. He's got cops. He's got security guards. He's got everything that has a badge and gun to his discrepancy. And that discrepancy, when all of these positions that he has, whether they're FBI, military, security guard, cops, police, whatever you want to call them, They all have a badge and a gun, okay? So that shield is a replica of what? One of the commandments. Thou shalt not have a graven image before me, right? So the shield is a graven image. Make sense? Hell yeah, ain't it? Okay. So the reality, if you study white phonics and you study the white man's holy Bibles, you will see all these insurrections that they do. Everything's bad. But here's the catch. Here's the sad part about all of this. No one, I repeat, not the red man, not the black man, and not even the yellow man, blame that white man for all of these atrocities that he inflicted upon our people. Now imagine this now, and I urge you guys to type in Chanupa Gluha Money. I did a documentary and a good strong interview down in Lincoln, Nebraska on January 24th, helping the people that are incarcerated. And you just go on YouTube and type into that and listen to both of them. My brother Lewis, that accompanied me down there, he filmed it all, okay? And I'm not talking about having some type of, you know, humanitarian relief and being soft to the standards of the way we're all being persecuted in this day of 2021. What I'm looking at is, what time do you need to help yourself? Hell of a way to say it, isn't it? Right? So if you have that time that's badly needed, how do you help yourself? Well, simple. Okay, and here's the chronicle, and I'm calling it a chronicle. If you can understand the temptations that these white people created through the strength of time, temptations through the strength of time, you will see they warn you about that time. That creates what? An indifference, right or wrong. That's right. So that warning of that time created by them, and they give you that understanding about the indifferences, there is no forgiveness. So guess what happens? That time becomes a conviction, right or wrong. That's right. So everybody's incarcerated today, and they don't even know that. That's sad but true. So here, the white man created stuff. Okay? They created this memorial to idolize a plan called the Bible. To idolize a memorial plan called the Bible. The B-I-B-L-E, all right? So the sad part is all of you, except me, and I'm going to say except me, I don't believe that. I believe free and independent. I believe in the trees, the water. I believe staying away from my fellow man. Do you know why? Because we all sound and act just like that white man. And that's true. So if you're going to relieve your time and get away from your suffering, you better admit to the sorrows that make you have pain. And then start taking that comfort and put your loneliness back into the pride and honor that you had as a free and independent people. Back to all of you. And I hope I answered that part real good for all of you. Back to you.
We got another caller in. 918-0762. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Welcome.
So are we talking about the popo, huh? Yeah, Chinoop's right. You learn history, The first police in this country was called the Slave Patrol. They still go after minority people because of that control factor. They just do it under the law now. And incarceration in prisons is the plantation. I don't want to bring this insurrection crap up that happened, but we know some groups that were involved are known to be law enforcement. And they call themselves anti-government, but they attack the government entity that provides their uniform, their badge, and they also provide them the laws that allowed them to be nothing more than serial brutalizers to our minority people and serial killers. Janoop, you bring up the Bible. I ask people to see how many words you can make out of that word Bible. Bile, lie, bib. Think about that. Think about that word and dissect it. They went from one control after the other. They went from the Doctrine of Discovery to the Constitution, to treaties, to law enforcement, to acts. As we've talked before, everything. Think about the word act in this government. The word act, that's all it is. It's an act. These people, I sit and I watch even these white people go out here and they're screaming their crap. You can't do this to me. You can't arrest me. I'm not black. They're finding out that their own superiorism is not protecting them, even from their own white skin. People out here don't get it. They're starting to. Like I see, racism is going to kill itself. It has to. And people are starting to come around and realize, even your closet racist, it's not safe to be a racist today. And these white people better learn to pick up those shattered pieces of their racism that's getting splattered. Go lock it back in your closets and throw away that key. You throw away that key so you can't bring that out of your closet, because the minorities in this country are getting fed up. They incarcerate our people. Our people are dying in jails. Oh, they died of dehydration. I don't see many white people dying in jails. I don't see black officers working in white neighborhoods and mass shooting, mass brutality, mass profiling. You do not see black and minority officers pulling it out in white neighborhoods. The best thing to do is distance yourself as much from those people, because I think me and Chinupa talked about this. They are a disease of themselves. The more contact you have with them, he's right, the more you become like them. He's right about, you know, facing your own loneliness and things have gone on in your life and, you know, doing what you got to do. And, our people do, even all the minority people got to quit acting like these white people. They got to get back to, Chinook, I listened to you. Tell me about when you went to Africa and about what you said about how you feeling there and seeing the tribes there and in their country. Our people got to get back to the way we used to treat each other and not what's going on now. And I look at it sometimes and it's just like, how do you reach people? How do you get them to stop that? The only thing I can say is I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for the white man, his system, his racism, to implode itself around him. And it's going to. What we need to do is work on our people and leave these white people alone. Their shit's coming to an end. Excuse my language. But their crap is slowly coming to an implosion. And the minority people need to start cleaning themselves up and getting back to what they used to be. they can't even, they don't have no loyalty to each other. Like I said, they got this law taken up for them. KKK is the police patrol, slave patrol, slave control. You know, so that's about all I've got to say.
Right on. That's Rachel from Oklahoma. Rachel, you know, must be paying attention to what Sanupa's been talking about and sharing. You see, folks, here's a good understanding to what she just contributed to a lot of you that are tuning in, and the brother that just got off the phone there, if he's listening in, you know, as I was, you know, ascertaining some of these questions and, you know, getting to the basis of it. And this also is reflected to my little brother, Jabril. Jabril followed the path that was gifted to him, and it's the mausoleum path, okay, where he obtained their language and so forth. But still, he's an indigenous person. He's of this earth here in Turtle Island. Part of him is from the across the waters. I get that. So as I was explaining to the brother, you know, of the time, you know, the comfort times that they have, I want to make something very clear. I'm not the professor in the virtues of the white phonics. No, I'm a professor in Indian knowledge of the earth because I live there. I stay there. I pick it up, do my pieces with it. What I'm sharing to a majority of people is that a lot of these righteousness that these people always use as a commandment, okay, like I said, the Ten Commandments is a prime example. I don't know what the hell that damn scripture was. It's been years. I read it, but I read all seven of those Bibles. And the Ten Commandments, when you look at them, okay, when you look at them and you idolize each paragraph of what was written in that Bible, it's one of those chapters, anyway, one of the, excuse me for yawning, I had a real rough day taking care of our people and needs. But one of the things that is very hard for the white race to live by is what is really a golden rule. Okay? That golden rule, from when I interpreted it from the white man's Bible, it was in the, shit, that's the other one I lost too. Matthew. It was in the book of Matthew, pretty sure. And the book of Matthew, it talked about, you know, the golden rule. But I don't know what scripture and chapter it was. But Matthew was talking about the white man's sins that they've ingrained in their own bodies, point of view. That's why they murder, they do it all. So the point that I was raising to that, okay, was the fact of the matter of what those commandments were, every one of them has been broken to this day in the year 2021. And so that golden rule, on the other hand, you know, like I said, it's been a long, long time. But I am confident that when you understand the virtues of what this white man had done to people, okay, you will see that they constantly use those interpretations to try to justify their act of mean, when in fact there is none for the white race. That's just the way it is, folks. They done it to themselves. So that same process of what they went through by indoctrinating so many people. Remember, Pope Nicholas V said if people couldn't convert, kill them. kill him. That's what he said. So when they came out here, that's what they did. Now, I think we're like 11 minutes after the hour of 6. Now, when you look to those commandments and you know, man, it's been, like I said, it's been a while. But, you know, plus, I'm not going to blame my age. It's just been a while that, you know, they'll come back to mind in time as we continue on with our radio shows. And once again, thanks. Thank you very much to my sister, Leona Brando, you know, with doing our part to help her keep these radio shows alive and the things that we have. You know, brothers and sisters that are listening, it ain't easy having a radio show. It ain't. But we have it for a reason to take care of, you know, the values that we're supposed to have to show what we need to serve each other as a free people. That's why I interpret my language often to try to break it down the best I can to describe certain things. So those commandments justify how evil this race is, and they continue to break them every day, every second, every moment. Any chance they can do it, they'll break it, okay? But I always remember one thing my grandpa said. He said, when you remove a people from the forest, the people of the forest become unknown. What becomes unknown, you want to destroy, you see? So if our people go back into the traditional elements of a way of living, the ancient way, that's how the freedoms of independence begin. And I will say this to you, a lot of you that are tuned in. Take a look at your four-legged brother. And I don't care if he's your dog. That dog is actually the God that we pray to. And it's sad that all of you unhealthy humans abuse that God. You incarcerate him. You got a leash on him. You're beating the shit out of him. You're making him fight. And you know this. You're doing that. So you think about that once, folks. If you have a pit bull, you have any dog out there, and you are punishing him like that to think you can have a rule over him, think again. That God is still shaking his tail every time you come home, and he waggles at you. He's happy when you come around because he's trying to wake you up to get your head out of your behind and really smell who's really stinking. That's the status quo in white America. So as I share that little brief understanding as we're going down to, let's see, it's 6:13 now. Let's get back into some heavy stuff with people that need to elaborate and contribute to what we just talked about. And thank you, Rachel, for, you know, giving some clarification to what I'd be talking about in the past, present radio show. Because that woman's paying attention, guys. He's paying attention.
Beautiful. Can I iterate something else, Chinoop?
Go ahead.
Let's go back to biblical times. That white man has never had anything original. Even his religion has borrowed. His Mason society is stolen. All the things that this white man proclaims as his today started off in the Far East. Even the Mason society started off in the Far East. They took from the Hebrew, the Judaism, the Muslim religions, and made religions out of them. And they wonder why the Muslim people fucking hate them. They open the Bible and read the first page where it says published, and another word, it says edited. If that don't tell you what that book is about, then people need to pull their heads out of their ass, even their own Christian people. If your book, your reading says edited, you better start thinking. And that's all I got to say for tonight.
That's beautiful. All right. Like that. Anyone else want to engage?
We got another caller, 918-0762. Like to come on.
That's still me.
Oh, Rachel.
I'm moving.
All righty. 718-6814. Would you like to come on?
Chinupa.
Yeah.
Chinupa, this is Chungleshkin Wakaw Quack.
Hey, what's up,
bro? Hey, I wanted to call and take a moment to address a few issues we got down here at Cheyenne River. And some of you may have known, and you know that I've been fighting with the tribal council down here. But what we had here, which is kind of an interesting thing now that I put it together, was when Harold Frazier first got elected to chairman, he took a bunch of cowboys and ranchers with him to Washington, D.C. And he didn't take no Lakotas. So he took those guys there. So now here we are. You know, I own like 90 plus acres of land. So when I get my lease checks here from the BIA, I only get like $130 in lease money. So I'm trying to consolidate my land because we had a white guy who stole our range unit, who's in with all of these councilmen. But about a year before, so he got our range unit. He was in town and he was bragging around how he was going to steal our range unit, and then he was making fun of our crowd. And, and my dad was on council for 30 years and, but he never stole from the people. So, you know, we didn't have these big fancy barns like all these councilmen have here and all these cattle operations that they got. So, you know, we just had these little Ushaka corrals, you know, and I paid to rebuild them myself, but. So he was in there making fun of our crowds, and he was telling people like, you're telling my sisters that you boys don't know how to run a range unit because we ran horses on there. And there was about five other families that ran horses on there. So they went after that with the help of this council. They got our range unit, and they turned around and gave it to this white guy who said he was going to get it. And what's he do? He turns around and brings in white guys' cows, outside cows, to run on the range unit. So in all of this, us Indians lost a place where we can run horses. When I grew up, everybody rode horses. Here it is today. I seen one person riding a horse, and it was a white girl, probably a barrel racer, you know. But our what we have here, our council. Because you need just enough Indian blood to qualify because they lowered the blood quantum. And that was an illegal act that was done by one of our lawyers here. But anyway, you just need enough blood to get an ID card. And then you got to get in with these white councilmen. So the numbers here don't lie. 90% of our land is controlled by white men. They came up with Ordinance 71 that gave them automatic reallocation. So whenever they got our range units, they have our range units now, they get to keep them basically forever until they say, well, we can't use them no more. And so now they're overstocking, triple stocking, pasture authorization, and that's killing all of our medicines. It's killing our turnips, killing our plums, our berries, all of our medicines, our sage, everything. But this council, they don't care. They don't care about the Native American culture. What they care about is money. The white man judges us by how much money you make. Us Lakotas, you know, we try not to judge people. You know, we leave that to the Creator. But the white man, his judgment is how rich you are, what you do for a living. That shows how much respect he's going to give you. So when you don't have no money, for them, it's their entitlement to talk down to you, to treat you less than them, say, well, you Indians are all lazy and stupid. But, you know, if they felt that way, and this is the problem we have, is we had one white guy. His name is Hunt. I think it's a Jeff Hunt. I'm not exactly sure. But he posted on Facebook up here in Cheyenne River that we need to start hanging these Indians, right? But he's in with this one of the other councilmen by the name of Tuffy Thompson. He's in with Tuffy Thompson, so council doesn't say nothing to him. But when I go on the radio and I talk about the tribal corruption, then they say, well, you can't talk on the radio. But it's okay for a white guy to get on Facebook and start talking about hanging Indians. And that's the problem that we have with this Christian, European white mind concept, is they have to own everything. And what we have here with our councilmen, everybody has to be a big cattle operator. That's the image that our councilmen want. Oh, look at this guy's a big cattle operator. He drives a big truck. You know, he's well-to-do. That's the image that we've fallen in love with here on Cheyenne River. And they all think that we want to be like that. And I don't want to be like the white men. I just want to live my life. But here it is. Now we're in a fight. I'm in with the council here in three different court cases that I'm in there. But what they've done is they've bought the attorney general and our lawyers. Our lawyers are working with them against us. So we need to get our cases into the – but this is the problem here. Now, our attorney general, Tracy Zephyr, counsel appointed her over all of the judges and the court system. So our highest attorney general works for the counsel. And even our one of our judges and them, they made a statement that they could not do these things because the cattlemen would go bankrupt, because she's got relatives on council that are cattlemen. But you see, they're keeping the lease rate low. That's why I only get like $1.80 per acre for 1 year, $1.80 per acre for a guy to lease my land. So these councilmen could bring in outside cattle and run them at $7 a head. Now, the market value is $75 to $100 per head. And we're talking about close to 9,000 head of cows, maybe more, because these councilmen are running cows. Kevin Keckler is running cows. He's getting caught all the time with not branding them. So obviously,
Lenny, let me step in here. We're coming down to the top of the hour. Okay, I'm going to share this again with everybody. Please, all of you, even you. You all need to come on our shows at the beginning of the times that we start on Friday and Saturday. Don't be waiting and sloughing. If you really want to get on this show, whatever you got, quality time of your family value, put that aside so we can get all these virtues and all the stuff that you have in your heart out there. I'm still – now I gave up. I just left it alone. I've been waiting on names of these punks on your reservation. But since Bryce couldn't supply them with me, you couldn't, and your brother couldn't, I'm done with it, okay? But I want to hear more of your guys' complain about your tribal government. But I'm done now. I'm done because I've waited long enough, and you want to trust the white man's courts and stuff, you lose, man. You lose, okay? I know how to go after them. I try to offer my services, but it was underlooked, and that's good. I'm happy. I'm not mad at you guys. You can come back and knock on next week at the same time, but we need you guys to start on the opening parts of the show so that we will have more time. We're down to 6:25, and the show's going to close here in a few minutes, so I'm going to end it with the song, but you're welcome to come back on Friday and Saturday. Any time from 5 o'clock to 6:30, any of that time, get on board. We've been engaging these things about human rights, and so I'm going to leave it right there. And it's great to hear from you, Lanny. I know you're a busy guy and all that, but like I said, I'm a busy guy too here on Pine Ridge. But I still get the time and the audacity to put this radio show first. And thanks to my brothers there, Amin and Jabril, and them for taking their time, because I'm computer illiterate and I love it. I'm stupid with computers, but I ain't dumb. That's the difference. So I want you all to get on the show next Friday at 5 to 6:30, and again on Saturday at 6:30, and it's all your show. And I'm going to close it with the song. And Jabril, thank you guys for hosting us again. And Sister Leona, I love you. Stay focused on what we're doing. We're going to help you with, you know, whatever you need to get some finance to, you know, get things keep going. And Lanny, we'll see you all next week on the show. And any day, just come on, start right at 5, get on board, because these shows are open to you guys. Remember, it's called The Voices, The Indigenous Voices of People. It's your show. So here's my song in closing to everybody, and thank you. I look forward to seeing you guys and hearing from you guys on Friday and Saturday of next week. Okay, wopila. My dog singing with me. Good night, and I thank all of you for tuning in on the Indigenous Voices of People. Much love to you all. And Jabril, give me a call when you're done. Aho. We'll talk to you all next week. Hokai.
Okay.
How?
Thank you, everyone. Indigenous Voices of People. Tune in next week, folks. Indigenous Voices of People. Thank you for tuning in and sharing. I love you all. Some blessings to everyone. It's been Indigenous Voices of People. Tune in next week, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Mountain Time. And share all the things that you can with us and your knowledge and address those issues, address our issues and share with each other. Thank you so much for tuning in and sharing with us. This has been Indigenous Voices of People. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ramadan
Mubarak. Okay.